two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 6 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Breaking news. Playoff hopes have been dashed for Kearns High School this evening. KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer has the details.
Granite says after testing 87 coaches and players, it's clear the number of cases and transmission rate is high enough that the Salt Lake County Health Department is recommending the team not play in the playoffs. Additionally, two more high schools in the district are being shut down for 14 days after rates of COVID there surpass what's allowed in the building. Taylorsville High and Olympus High will each move to remote learning for the next 14 days. That's until November 11th. At this point, six of the eight high schools in Granite District are learning remotely. Kara Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
Health officials are asking the Hispanic community to plan ahead when celebrating the holidays. They say the percentage of cases of COVID among Spanish speakers is going down, but things could change if people celebrate in large groups. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Earlier this year, the Hispanic population made up around 40% of the state's COVID-19 cases. Now that number has dropped to just 28%. And Edwin Espinal with the Utah Department of Health says it shows their message is getting through.
The community is actually making a difference in their behavior.
But Intermountain Park City Hospital Medical Director Wayne Provin says it will be easy for many families to have too many visitors for things like Halloween and Christmas dinners. So he says people should not invite their extended family over for these holidays.
You just get a gathering together for a Sunday dinner and suddenly you're exceeding the mandates that we have here in the state.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Today's numbers, 1,145 more Utahns have coronavirus. The health department says four more people have died. They say 296 people are in the hospital right now. An average of 1,500 people per day are testing positive, according to the Department of Health. President Trump is campaigning this afternoon in the battleground state of Michigan. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president braving the weather in Lansing, Michigan earlier today as he appealed to voters, saying he has to be as tough as the people from Michigan. Now the president predicts he'll take the state again despite what the polls are showing.
And I think we're up a lot more. You know, they give you the fake polls. I think we're up a lot more.
Meantime, the First Lady is campaigning for her husband in Pennsylvania.
Donald is a fighter. He loves this country and he fights for you every single day.
The president right now has moved along. He's now at a rally in Wisconsin. Former President Barack Obama is stumping for his former Vice President Joe Biden in Florida. The 44th president telling the crowd Donald Trump's claims of bringing economic prosperity to America couldn't be a bigger lie.
The economic damage that he inflicted by botching the pandemic response means he will be the first president since Herbert Hoover to actually lose jobs.
Biden is stumping in Georgia, where he continues to hammer the president's handling of the pandemic.
The tragic truth of our time is that COVID has left a deep and lasting wound in this country.
And in developing news at this hour, at least one person has died following a serious crash involving a school bus in East Tennessee. Highway Patrol also reporting multiple serious injuries from that crash with a commercial vehicle. Emergency personnel have been transporting multiple injured persons by ambulance as well as by helicopter to the Chattanooga Children's Hospital. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We turn the clocks back this weekend. At the same time, restrictions on wood burning go into effect this weekend. That means if you have a wood burning stove or fireplace, you won't be allowed to use it on a bad air day starting with November 1st, unless it's your only source of heat. Winter is coming, the inversion is coming, and the smoke from your fireplace could end up trapped here in the valley. Fourth Congressional District candidate Burgess Owens is being accused of keeping more donations than allowed. Your voice, your vote, 2020. KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the elections desk.
The New York Times reports Owens' campaign kept more money than the $2,800 each individual donor is allowed to give. Campaign finance laws say if there's excess, you have to refund it or attribute it to the primary or another member of the household. The Times report claims Owens had over $135,000 in these overages. Owens' campaign manager says they have refunded some of the money and the majority of the excess has been attributed, but didn't specify how much. Jesse Rainey says with so many donations, those can happen without the campaign knowing. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The headstone of Susan B. Anthony in Rochester, New York, has been covered with a clear plastic sleeve. The reason? Well, it's become a tradition for people to put their "I voted" stickers on the headstone on Election Day as a way to pay tribute. But over the past few years, the stickers and the cleaners used to take them off have been damaging the headstone, so she gets a clear plastic sleeve. KSL News Time 5:05. Traffic now. First look traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
And it is stop and go delays. Southbound I-15 from Bangor Highway almost down to SR-92, where we have a crash blocking two right lanes of traffic. That's your emergency traffic. Also, heavier delays starting to ease a little bit westbound on I-80. Starting prior to the 202 junction, and we've had an accident, possible injuries, 114th South in South Jordan at about 3800 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, community activist Margarita Satini has passed away from COVID-19. State Representative Angela Romero remembers Satini as someone who was always working to make sure the voices of minorities and people of color were heard in Utah. In recent months, she'd worked to help other members of the Pacific Islander community protect themselves from coronavirus. Satini developed symptoms of COVID last week and died early this morning. She was 50 years old. Primary Children's Hospital is getting a huge donation to help improve mental health care for kids and teens. Hospital officials say they've received $10 million to expand this kind of health care to rural areas and to make the health care system more accessible to families who need it.
I think the behavioral health care system is really complex and it's difficult to navigate. I think when families are in crisis, they don't know what to do, and they don't know where to go.
Intermountain Behavioral Health Administrative Director Ann Brenneman says they've seen a 300% increase in the number of kids coming to their emergency services over the past 8 years. Another hurricane is aiming for the Gulf Coast states. This one's called Zeta. It's making its way from Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, and it's now predicted to become a hurricane when it makes landfall on Wednesday. ABC meteorologist Melissa Griffin reports with the latest.
We're tracking Tropical Storm Zeta. It's expected to become a hurricane by sometime this evening into the overnight hours as it re-strengthens over the Gulf of Mexico. We have alerts up now for parts of five states in the Gulf. That stretches from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. And Tropical Storm watches extend now even further inland, and that includes Birmingham and Atlanta, Georgia. That's because this is moving so fast that those Tropical Storm Force wind gusts, power outages, and damage to buildings could extend well inland right through the night tomorrow.
Etta will likely become the fifth named storm to make landfall in Louisiana so far this year. KSL News Time 5:08, and the music means it's time for my Minute of News. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Bob Dylan wrote this song in the 70s. It was during a religious phase in his life, and I keep thinking about it. You gotta serve somebody.
You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Everybody has to answer to someone.
Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
From the chairman of the board to the chimney sweep, from the poor folk to the president, you gotta serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
I serve Kevin. He's my boss, and he has this idea that I should do a minute of news about a novel Halloween dish to serve at dinner. He saw it on the web.
But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
You ever have those moments when you're not enthused about your job, but hey, you gotta serve somebody? I serve Kevin. So here's the dinner idea, and it's cute. You shape a meatloaf into the form of a foot that's been severed at the ankle. Then you sculpt layers of onion to create each of the toenails. Last, you press down half an onion into the severed ankle top. And as it browns, it looks like protruding bone. And need I say, ketchup finishes the dish? The dish is called Feet Loaf. I'm trying, folks. My boss thinks this is the greatest idea for a minute of news ever, and I keep trying to tell him it's visual. It doesn't work on the radio, so you might want to Google Feet Loaf and serve it for dinner tomorrow night if you got to serve somebody. I sure do.
But you're going to have to serve somebody.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And emergency traffic continues on southbound I-15 going from Salt Lake into Utah County. The crash is about a mile before the SR-92 switch off Temp Highway. Two right lanes still blocked, and it is stop and go delays. Now passing Bangor Highway, almost back to 123rd South in Draper. We also have heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County between 53rd South Murray and 7200 South Midvale, and spots of slowing westbound SR-201, but they're scattered between the West Belt and Magna. Michelle?
Well, those westbound I-80 delays, those are scattering up as well. You're going to see some as you're approaching the 202 junction, then on over to SR-36, and then Mills Junction is where it's going to end at this point. Now, if you're on 5600 West, this is still a bit slow between I-80 and West Valley. And then those slowdowns, this is construction Bangor Highway between 5400, 6200 South. Steve?
It's a good drive. Normal speeds for those traveling on I-15 right now. That's both directions. But northbound traffic, a bit slow in Davis County, Sunset to Roy. We still have slowdowns on the northbound Highway 89 between Nichols Road and Cherry Lane. And the crash in the cleanup stages on southbound Highway 89 just before Antelope Drive. That's still blocking a left lane. And the hour service is electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians have helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, tons of sunshine with temperatures in the low 40s. We'll stay there for 6 o'clock, upper 30s for 7, mid-30s for 8, low 30s for 9 and 10. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 20s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Sunset is just before 6:30 this evening. In the meantime, it's 44 degrees. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, while social distancing during a pandemic may feel unnatural to many people, it's actually quite common in the natural world. Birds do it, bees do it, and even vampire bats do it. A new paper published in Behavioral Ecology finds that diseased wild vampire bats spend less time near other bats in their colony, which slows how quickly the infection spreads throughout their community. Now, the U.S. researchers had noticed that the sick vampire bats kept their distance from other bats in lab settings, and they wanted to see whether those bats would actually exhibit that same behavior in the wild. So they captured 31 adult female vampire bats from a colony roosting in a hollow tree. They simulated sickness in the bats by injecting a random half of them with an immune-challenging substance, while the control group of bats was injected with saline. The researchers also attached proximity sensors to these bats, and they released them back into the hollow tree to track any changes in their movements and interactions. Now, their findings, the sick bats associated with fewer bats in the group, they spent less time with other bats, and they were less socially connected to their healthy group mates.
Wait a minute. Vampire bats, that's a real thing?
It's a real thing, and they understand social distancing.
KSL News Time, 5:13. One of the other stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a new study is giving you even more reason to exercise. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live. Kira?
Jeff, this study looked at cancer patients and exercise, finding that those with cancer who exercise generally have a better prognosis than those who don't. There's really a simple answer to this. Physical activity changes the metabolism of some of the immune system cells, improving their ability to attack cancer cells. You can read more about this study in the journal eLife, but it's a good reminder to go get on the bike today, right, Jeff?
All right. Maybe. Trending on social media. Thank you, Kira. 90s kids, Saved by the Bell is coming back to television. NBC dropped the trailer this morning.
Yo, Mama. Sorry, Dr. Mama.
The show features the grown-up cast and their kids. It's Governor Zach Morris now. Everybody's back except for Screech. Now, the internet says Dustin Diamond was killed in a prison riot. Not true. He lives in Wisconsin these days. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Hill Air Force Base area could see more growth in the next few years than Silicon Slopes as defense tech jobs move in. But can housing and infrastructure keep up? I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, tough break. The Kearns High School football team won't get to play in the state playoffs after all. The school shut down because of coronavirus cases. If the team had less than three cases, they were going to get to play. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Heavy delays getting around the point of the mountain tonight due to emergency traffic with a crash blocking two right lanes of traffic southbound I-15 in Lehigh. An alternate would be suggested, just like Redwood Road from Bluffdale into Saratoga Springs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It was a cold start to the day with temperatures stopping in the 40s this afternoon. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 44 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 7 days to go, the presidential candidates are out on the campaign trail scrambling for every available vote. Democratic nominee Joe Biden's in Georgia describing his opponent's campaign as a carny show.
Doesn't take long for people to figure out when the game is up. You know, when the carny show goes through town the first time, and people find out there's no pee under any one of the three shells, the next time it comes back, it doesn't get much attention.
President Trump tells supporters in Michigan he's doing well with suburban women.
So I'm also getting your husbands. They want to get back to work, right? They want to get back to work. We're getting your husbands back to work, and everybody wants it.
Polls actually show Mr. Trump's support among suburban women is diminishing. Early voting is now underway in all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C. With 7 days to go, nearly 70 million ballots have been cast. A record 90 million voters requesting mail-in ballots, and about half have been returned. The disgraced leader of a controversial self-help group gets 120 years in prison.
After more than a dozen women tearfully told the court about the abuse they suffered from Keith Raniere, the judge handed down a sentence of 120 years in prison. Prosecutors had asked for a life term. Raniere maintained his innocence at sentencing, but women came with horror stories. The judge heard from Camilla, who said she was 15 when Raniere raped her. She used graphic language to describe the subsequent years of enslavement and estrangement from her family that followed.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards requesting federal assistance ahead of Hurricane Zeta, which is expected to arrive tomorrow evening. Tropical storm watches and warnings are in effect for coastal sections of that state, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Two firefighters who were burned yesterday battling wildfires in Orange County, California, are still hospitalized and in critical condition. Extreme Santa Ana winds are fueling the flames that have now burned more than 27,000 acres. You're listening to ABC News.
In depth now on KSL, Utah's largest school district now has a new superintendent. The school board today named Dr. Shane Farnsworth to lead the Alpine School District, which with its 9,000 teachers, 82,000 students. Dr. Farnsworth has a background in education with a doctoral degree in educational leadership. He has experience as a teacher and administrator, and he joins us live now on the KSL Newsline. You're going to be taking over a big responsibility.
Yes, I am. Effective July 1, though, so I've got a few more months to prepare.
Starting July of next year, okay, hopefully the pandemic will be behind us. How has that shaped, if at all, your approach to this role?
I think it's made me more aware of the importance of face-to-face instruction with our students. We know that from our data, from national data, that students do better when they're able to connect with their teachers in a face-to-face learning environment. So we're doing all we can to provide opportunities for our students to learn face-to-face while at the same time providing safe learning environments for them so that we mitigate the spread. I think we, like everyone, will learn from this pandemic. Hopefully we'll become better at what we do, but it's an ongoing challenge. It just creates a unique opportunity for us to improve, to find new and better ways to connect with our students given the challenges that the pandemic brings. So it's on my mind. It's something that we're continuing to deal with as a district leadership team, that our schools are dealing with. They're doing an outstanding job trying to connect with our students and mitigate the spread. So we'll continue to focus on that while we continue to improve and make plans for the future.
That's the ongoing challenge, the pandemic. Dr. Farnsworth, what's your biggest challenge in the Alpine District right now? Is it growth?
I think the biggest challenge right now is really addressing the pandemic. Growth is an ongoing concern that we had before the pandemic and we will have after the pandemic. So finding ways to best utilize taxpayer resources as we build new schools, as we add additional teachers, that will be an ongoing opportunity for us. Having been in operations the last 2 years, we've got a strategic plan, a capital plan, 10-year plan that addresses growth and how to handle the incoming influx of students that we're going to have. But right now, I say what's on most teachers' minds and principals' minds and consequently in our minds is how do we best reach our students, connect with our students, help them achieve at high levels given the concerns we face with the pandemic, the absenteeism that that causes, and just the challenges of addressing schooling during a pandemic.
We wish you great success with all of those. The new superintendent of the Alpine School District, Dr. Shane Farnsworth, thanks for joining us on KSL. It's 520, and we have emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
It's getting around the point of the mountain tonight, which is just a nightmare. It's due to a crash on southbound I-15 about a mile prior to SR-92. Two right lanes still blocked, and you have stop-and-go delays back to 123rd South in Draper. Now, we also have heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 Murray to Midvale and a little bit of heavy traffic moving westbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-215 and Bangor. Michelle?
Also, still delays for drivers westbound I-80. This is as you're waiting to join SR-36 going between Lake Point and Mills Junction. A little bit of slowing as you're headed into Tooele. Now, if you're on 5600 West, those delays are going to start at I-80 over into West Valley. Bankater Highway, this is going to be scattered slowing from the 201 into Riverton. Steve?
I-15 rolling along, crash-free, good speeds, both directions between Salt Lake and Willard Bay right now. North on 89 still have some scattered slowdowns between Oak Hills Drive and Cherry Lane. And we still have that crash on southbound 89 just before Antelope Drive, still blocking left lane, causing backups back to SR-193. No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you need to be aware of are Ogden's Flooring and Design's scary low prices this October on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It was a record cold this morning with a low of 24. This afternoon, highs stuck in the 40s, but a warm-up is coming. Tonight, clear and 29, sunny and 54 on Wednesday, 59 and sunny on Thursday. For Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, low to mid-60s, great for the trick-or-treaters. 1st of November looks nice, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
44 degrees, you've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical Plumbing Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com, KSL News Time 523.
Where are Mask, wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks. At the gym, at the store, don't treat it like such a chore. No, these mandates aren't malicious. All your theories are fictitious. Stop the lies, stop the fights. No one's taking away your rights.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.